Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And we have a lot of different things to talk about tonight. It's the Wednesday night edition of the show. We're the youngest all together, Hokos, and we talk about stuff like drugs and consciousness more often.
I think I'm the oldest on the show right now.
On the whole show?
No, not on the whole show, but on tonight.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, you're older than Captain? No, yeah.
No, not older than Captain.
I knew that. I don't know. But, yeah, right now I think you're the oldest and Nikki's the youngest. So, just like a 10-year difference or something. Yeah. And, I don't know. It's radio. So, it's not like we're teenagers.
Exactly. We are. we're trying to do a somewhat professional show here.
Right.
I don't know how we do, but it's getting better.
I think so, too. But the first story I wanted to talk about tonight was, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Apparently, social media is not cool anymore. Or at least that's how I'm deciding to put it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I think that it's definitely getting less and less cool, if anything.
It's definitely becoming like a culture war, a ticking time bomb of violence. I don't know if violence is the right word, but a ticking time bomb of passive-aggressive psychological trickery, people just arguing with each other. It's just a waste of energy anymore. It's like, I don't want to check into Twitter, but part of me is addicted to the culture war.
And I feel like it's always evolving, right? So, like, first it was MySpace, and then that kind of evolved into Facebook and Twitter. And then, like, as those things kind of fade out,
Then there's
Snapchat,
Reddit,
TikTok, you know, all of those platforms. And I feel like they all appeal to kind of like a different demographic in a different age group.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I always forget Snapchat is social media. I'm always like, yeah, I got rid of all social media. And I didn't even think that I didn't get rid of Snapchat.
Well, it feels more like a messaging platform to me, but I guess since you can post on your story and you can look at other people's stories and people that you don't know, so I guess it is. It definitely is social media, but the way I use it, at least, it definitely feels more like a messaging platform.
Yep, exactly. I use it more of a messaging platform, but once in a while I post on my story, and it's like, I don't know, like 15 people that I see post anymore. It's gotten less and less.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I've had the same Snapchat since high school for
like
10 years.
I've never used Snapchat.
Oh, really?
You're not really missing that much, honestly.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
It's maybe, like, you don't use Instagram, do you?
No.
I was going to say maybe because it's just like a very visual thing. Like, people use it for sending pictures back and forth.
Yeah, and since I'm blind, we don't mention it on the show that much, but I am blind and I don't use pictures, so.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, you wouldn't really find much use for that.
No use whatsoever.
The other use for it, though, is going and just sending direct messages. So.
Yeah.
But the thing is, so they have the auto erase feature. And I don't know, there I have some friends who I only, not like strictly, only talk to on Snapchat, but we communicate more frequently on Snapchat. And I don't know why, I just need to delete it because I don't have, like, you do the thing where you're like, oh, sorry, what did you say? I forgot what you're replying to. Because you don't, because the messages automatically disappear on Snapchat.
You can change
it. So if you don't remember what the person said, then it's just like, What?
If you at least check it like once a day, then you can change it now. And this has been a thing for like a couple of years where you can change it to where it's like delete after 24 hours.
Yeah.
So that kind of fixed it as long as you're checking it like once a day. But
yeah, but it gets to the point where it's like, just message me on Telegram or Signal or text me or something.
I feel like I'm basically talking about how much I love Snapchat all of a sudden. But the point of this conversation is that social media actually just isn't cool anymore. At least that's what I think this article basically is saying. It says, it's from the Wall Street Journal. It says, we aren't posting on social media as much anymore. Will we ever? And I hate when media just says we.
Ugh. So, yeah, because I was thinking, are they talking about their own platform?
Right.
Or is it the collective we, like all of us?
Yeah, it's really hard to say what the Wall Street Journal is trying to get at here, because who are they talking to? I mean, they could be talking to their readers, but at the same time, it's really confusing when they use the word we.
They have a mouse in their pocket.
Exactly. They're trying to mouse pocket us.
Yeah, I just hate that. I hate when any kind of newspaper, magazine, media says, we, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, oh, you're so obviously trying to do it.
I kind of dislike it in general, the whole collectivism. Like, mm-hmm. it's hard to get away from. Because I think it's ingrained into some of our language. But even sometimes, like, callers will call in and will be, like, talking about, like, the U.S. military or the government or something. They're like, we
bombed
like,
just, Iran
like,
or
listen,
whatever.
I didn't bomb anybody.
Yeah.
And just because we all are, just because the people who are speaking were born here or live here doesn't mean we're part of the collective United States we.
Yes.
I would like to be separate
I would like
from
to be
that,
individual.
Please.
I'd like to have
yes.
my own space. Thank you very much.
Yeah, like just today.
My own thoughts, my own thinking, my own will, whatever.
I heard somebody do it just today. They were talking about vegetarians. Look at they're talking about UFO abductions, and they're like, well, maybe they don't see it as a bad thing what they're doing to us, abducting people and testing on them. Maybe they see it just like how we see the way that we treat our livestock. And vegetarians will say that the way we treat our livestock. And I was just like, oh, why is he saying we? He's
yeah.
our farmer.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't treat livestock
like anything. Yeah.
Like anything. I don't really have that many interactions with, like,
I don't
farm animals.
I don't either.
So.
I mean, but if I did, I'd hopefully treat them with some respect.
Yeah.
Is coconut livestock? Does that count?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if coconut's considered livestock. I think coconut is a family friend or maybe just a family member, but still mm-hmm. an animal family member.
I don't know where he is. Well, we're talking about the annoying mouse in your pocket that the Wall Street Journal is doing here, where they put, we aren't posting on social media as much anymore. Will we ever?
Are you posting on social media? 603-283-6160.
Yes, so you can call to answer that question, talk about what we're talking about, or even change the subject. But the thing about it is it annoys me to get mouse pocketed, as you say, Riley, but it's also true of me, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm posting on social media a lot less. Like, I used to, just 2 weeks ago, post on Twitter like 10-30 times a day. And I just went, like, I was getting in a really bad spiral because the government stole my husband. So I was just
which
like,
we need to remind the listeners about. The government kidnapped your husband and locked him in a cage for buying and selling electronic digital currency.
Yep, that's true. And you can learn more
doing
about
doing so
that.
Without permission.
Yeah. He didn't get the right papers in place for the so-called government, for the tyrants, despots, and thieves.
He did the same thing that some people in this case who are being called victims did, but without permission.
Yep.
And including the banks. But they don't get in trouble because, well, they had the paperwork. But you can
exactly.
go to thecrypto6.com for that. I think it's thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, it's thecrypto6.com.
I always mix it up with just crypto6.com. But, so, like, I was kind of feeling like I was spiraling a bit, just like, oh, everything sucks. And then I was like, I need to change something just to make it Twitter. And I haven't even wanted to go back on. Like, today, I clicked on someone's link for, like,
wait, so what did you just, the thing that you changed was just not going on Twitter as much?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already didn't have the app. I just, I have logged out. And then, like just today, I went on just to see what this tweet said that somebody shared in a group I'm in that had to do with, like, the bills in the New Hampshire House. So I was reading that and I saw they had, like, 3 messages and I replied to them. But I like, looked for a second and I was like, yeah, I'm not even, like, as tempted to just, like, sit there and scroll and...
Yeah.
Like, I was getting to the point where I was like, I'd see those stupid things posted, like, who was your second grade teacher's middle name? And I almost was like, Melinda.
Yeah, like, you're like starting to like comment like, and stuff like that. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. You do, because like when I get like that, I'm like, I gotta step back.
My feed is full of Mormons and former Mormons. And, you know, being a former Mormon nowadays, it's like I really want to comment to all these Mormons and say, hey, you know, you may think your religion's good, but those of us who've left, you treat us like crap.
Oh.
Yeah, I could totally.
Do a lot of them treat you specifically like crap? Like,
no.
I've heard many stories.
I just generally don't comment on stuff much right now, even though I'm really tempted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do think it can be a little toxic, I think, because I will see stuff on my platform of choice, I guess, is Instagram. And I'll see stuff that I either disagree with, and this was actually a super cliche, but this was my New Year's resolution, was to be a little bit nicer in the comment section on Instagram, because I just noticed myself becoming incredibly judgmental in a non-productive way, and I just kind of wanted to step back. And then, you know, like if I, again, cliche, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, because even if I'm trying to educate someone or save them or whatever, realistically, they're probably not going to listen to what I have to say. I'm not going to change their mind, and I just end up looking like a jerk.
And that's how I feel about Twitter as well, just the part about, well, they're not actually listening. Like, I feel like most people aren't in the place that, like, you two and I are at as far as, like, oh, I want to know what the truth is and actually get at the truth. And
most people don't care.
Change my mind if I hear something.
Most people just want to yell at each other on a keyboard. And
they already believe what they believe.
Yeah,
and it has nothing to do with knowing. It only has to do with belief, literally.
I think that's the problem with a lot of people. Like, here on the show, we can have a conversation if you call in, and we can have a conversation with you. If you disagree with us, we want to hear about it. We want to talk to you about your disagreement with us, because to us, disagreement is extremely important. We can get to the bottom of what the truth is if you disagree with us, but on social media, we can't do that.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I feel like Free Talk Live and talk radio in general is such a better platform to have these sort of debates on. I think it is like the voice aspect of it versus the text aspect of it, because you're commenting back and forth on whatever social media platform, and I just don't always think, sometimes it works, but I think in general it isn't a great method of having a legit debate.
No, it's really not.
Like, a lot of times I say things that sound mean, but I'm joking, but I'm also being mean. But, like, I know that when I deliver it in person, people don't take it actually mean. It's, like, a joke. And when I do that on Twitter or something, it does not translate to sounds mean.
Because when you think about it, what do they say? 80% of our communication is body language. And in that also comes, like, tone.
Yeah.
And delivery of how we say things. So the pitch in our voice, all these things create how we're communicating with people. So it's not just the actual words that you're saying. There's so much more to communication, and all of it gets lost in text.
I wonder if that's done by design for the social media people, social media companies, to get us lost in translation when it comes to communication, because When the people are lost in translation with communication and they're not communicating effectively, it's going to create anger, it's going to create misunderstanding, and eventually it's going to spill over into regular society.
Yeah, it creates division. And I think there is a ton of division on social media. And also, like, I see, like, the social media, but also, like, via text, I know a lot of people who will say things to you in the text format that they would never say to you either over the phone or in person.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I've actually had people, like, apologize to me before and be like, I'm sorry, just sometimes I get behind the keyboard and either that keyboard warrior comes out or, you know, I feel more confident to say things that maybe, you know, aren't the nicest.
Yeah, and it's like our shadow aspects come out when we're hiding behind a keyboard and no one can see who we really are. And
sometimes that can actually be, I think, a good thing.
Sure, but I mean, I agree, but at the same time, it's like, how about we really show ourselves off to the real world instead of hiding behind a keyboard?
Yeah, well, I definitely understand and agree with you guys about the what's the word, division aspect.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I feel like anonymity on the internet is a really good thing, and I've never had a fake Twitter, but I think about it all the time because sometimes I have things I want to say I don't really want associated with my name, but I really feel, and maybe it's like not going to sound nice, but I... Not to be mean to someone or something, but about like the state of the world, how I'm feeling about the state of the world, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And I don't really want it associated with my name, like I'm online complaining about stuff. But I think that it can be a good way to get that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there is a certain aspect of danger when it comes to like what you're saying on social media and how you're portraying yourself. I mean, I own two businesses, so everything I say could be associated with my businesses.
Yeah. Sure.
And in one of my businesses, I actually have a business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about that sometime because I'm the one that controls our business Instagram. And we, for the most part, have very similar philosophies. But there's a few points that I'm a little bit more, let's say, extreme on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about that and I'm like, sometimes I will kind of put a disclaimer or just be like dash Nikki, just
yeah.
so they understand it's me writing it and not her. Even though like, yeah, she's in the business with me, like she's going to be associated with me. And you know, it's just, I think about that sometimes that it's like, okay, well.
I do it with like the Free Talk Live, social media and other stuff. Like on the Odyssey chat, I called Libertariat, who's a troll, a loser. And I was like, I probably should have put dash Bonnie, because I just don't want people to think like, oh, it's Captain or something,
yeah.
or Ian
yeah. yeah.
being mean to a libertarian, but he deserves it.
Yeah.
But
it's collectively from all of us.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes, if you represent like a business or a show or a company or whatever online, I think it's definitely important to be a little more professional.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And it's just... It's just privacy in general. Like,
yeah.
when I was a kid, they would always teach us all the time, don't ever take a picture of yourself and post it on the internet where you're right in front of your house and your house number's there. Just
yep.
things like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't know.
And now people love doing that.
Oh, yeah. They, you know, they love showing up their life to get likes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you do have to be careful with yep. that sort of stuff.
Yep, definitely. Well, why do you guys think this is going to be? Why do you think people are going on less?
I'm actually surprised by it. I don't know if I believe it.
I'm surprised by it, too, because it seems like social media has dominated the culture a lot. But I'm wondering if it's because people are just getting tired of keeping up with the Joneses or the culture wars going on.
I'm wondering if this particular article is talking about, like, maybe Facebook. And they're, because there's always new social medias coming out. So maybe when they're talking about social media, they're talking about a couple particular, like the big ones. And maybe a lot of people are kind of migrating off of those platforms.
A lot of younger Gen Z, or I guess like mid Gen Z that I know, like people who are teenagers right now, 20, 21, they don't go on social media. They've
really?
Never had an Instagram.
Oh, interesting.
And really? See,
like,
I don't know
uncool.
if I know a lot of that age group.
It's like maybe TikTok, definitely. Definitely TikTok. But,
yeah.
So this shocked me when I first started noticing it because I was like, I would just hang out with all the people I went to high school with. It would be weird for me to hang out with people who are currently high schoolers. But then
yeah.
when they were graduating, or I would go to a concert and there'd be like a 15-year-old girl, and I start talking to them just because we're like waiting in line next to each other, and you can't tell they're 15. They're so pretty and grown up.
I know they, yeah, it's the makeup and the dress, like how they dress. Yeah,
yeah
they look like
themselves.
They're adults. It's for sure dangerous.
Just
for,
like,
well, for like men, but we're getting off topic. But
so
maybe.
The specific situation I'm talking about was 2019. I was talking to this girl. I was like, "You're 15. You look older than me." But no, I didn't say that, but I mean, that sounds mean, but she probably would have been like, yay, thank you, because she was like, obviously wanted to look grown up and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I was talking to her and she was like, I don't have Instagram. Well, I have one, I have one, but like, I've never posted on it. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's so weird. That made me like blow my mind. I was like, whoa, I meet people and I'm like, oh, add me on Instagram, like to everyone I meet that's
yeah.
like my age. But I've learned more and more since then. That was just, like, the day I first heard of that. Like, her and her friend she was with, they were, like, high schoolers, I guess.
Yeah.
And more and more since I've learned that, it's, like, everyone, like, my sister's age and younger, she's 4 years younger than me, they just basically have TikTok, and they, like, have Instagram but don't post on it.
So what do? They don't have any social media at all? They just have TikTok?
They definitely, like, never had a Facebook in their life ever.
Yeah, I guess that's normal, because I feel like Facebook is more older folks.
Yeah. Yeah. My girlfriend Alana says Facebook is for old people.
Around, like, how old is she? Like, a millennial?
She's 25, so.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So that all checks out.
Yeah, checks out.
I kind of do believe it. I feel like I've met more and more people in my life who aren't just young people who, like, for some reason hate Instagram and Twitter, but even people like my age and older who are just like, yeah, I'm getting off of it. I realized it isn't, like, very productive for me. It's wasting my time. Just so many people. Like, sometimes I feel like social media is just, like, the ghetto of the internet, because it's just, like, you go on there and it's, like, there are not very many, like, high-quality people to conversate with.
Well, you're not, like, learning there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the internet can be so valuable. It's such a valuable resource, but many people use it in non-productive ways.
Yeah.
And like, with TikTok, it's like, you know, they're actually, TikTok's a great example, because some people, their feed is full of, like, educational contents and news and all these, you know, like, more productive content to be consuming. And then some people, it's just more, I don't want to, I guess
there's
just, like,
traps.
Dumb stuff. Yeah, just stuff that's not, like, actually
just
important.
Entertainment. Yeah.
In my opinion.
And it's, like, I definitely use the internet for some things that are just entertainment, not to be taken seriously. So I'm not, like, judging anyone like that. But I also just, like, I couldn't imagine just immersing myself with that all day in and out, like,
there
at all times.
There needs to be boundaries with it. And I do think entertaining content and comedy, I think that is so valuable, especially where we live in such a high stress world these days. And we're, like, constantly being bombarded with, like, news from all around the world. And most of it's really negative.
Oh, yeah.
So I do think
it's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. So I think those, like, just funny, you know, you're just watching, you know, videos and it's funny and you can laugh and enjoy it, or movies or whatever. I do think that's valuable. But it probably is a good thing to also be knowing what is going on in the world, I think, is valuable. I think that's really important. I think a lot of people kind of have the blinders on, and they're not aware of what's in our food. They're not aware of, like, what the power, you know, like, what's going on with the powers.
Like, how the government works,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they don't understand any of that, and they're just kind of, like, blindly following orders, and they're just more interested in materialism and consumerism, and they're not really, and to each their own. I mean, like, people should have the right to do whatever they want.
Yeah,
I just don't think
if you're stuck
good.
In, like, survival mode, it kind of makes sense. Like, why would you want to sit around learning about how the government works? 603-283-6160. I just think it's, like, balance. Like, you should
balance your life effectively
in every single way. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. USA News update. The weekend approaching and a winter storm expected to deliver a mix of snow, rain, and wind to New England. As immigration reform debates tee up to resume on Capitol Hill, the House Speaker Mike Johnson will visit the U.S.-Mexico border. Harvard University President Claudine Gay stepping down. The Harvard Crimson student newspaper says that Gay will step down from her position today amid allegations of plagiarism and a campus controversy surrounding anti-Semitism. On the same evening that CNN organizes a Republican primary debate in Iowa, former President Trump is set to participate in a town hall event hosted by Fox News in Des Moines on January 10th. This event comes before the Iowa caucuses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160. That's the phone number that you can call to get in on the conversation with us. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. You can change the subject. You can comment on what we're talking about, your opinion. It doesn't matter. It's Free Talk Live, and that's 603-283-6160. In this hour, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and its features ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. Big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn more about Dash. Dash.org. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
Before we move on to what we're going to talk about, I just want to mention that today is the Bitcoin's birthday. It's the day the first Genesis block was mined on Bitcoin.
It's only birthdays. I thought it was Halloween. I guess that's the white paper.
That's when the white paper was
written.
And
then there's the pizza day, the Bitcoin pizza day.
And we talk about cryptocurrency a lot here on Free Talk Live because we value the idea that government should not be running our money system. And Bitcoin was the first big cryptocurrency. And unfortunately, it's become rather useless as a currency because of all the high network fees. So that's why we promote Dash on the radio.
I have like a an autism or something, so I remember a lot of these things. So I happen to also know that it's Greta Thunberg's birthday.
Yeah. Really?
And the
like
guy
so
who,
random. Yeah. How do you learn that?
How dare you?
The guy who shot people in Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh!
What's
That's
his
like,
name?
I have no clue.
Not a killer, or like a murder, like a mass murderer. Kyle Rittenhouse, it's his birthday too.
Oh, yeah.
And they were born the same year.
That's actually really funny because those are like two.
Right.
Like they're probably the same age, but it's like two opposites.
They were born the exact same day, like year and everything. And that's the reason that I saw this on the internet. Somebody said, like, the thing about astrology that I can't believe is the fact that. Kyle Rittenhouse and Greta Thunberg have the same birthday.
But that's sure all it takes to be born in a different spot, and it you know, changes a lot.
She's probably born in, I forgot what country
she's from Sweden.
She's from Sweden.
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and he's probably born in Wisconsin or whatever, and,
I bet neither of them are real.
Real people?
They're probably not.
You think they're hallucinations, or do you
think they're from the Matrix? Actors or something?
Yeah, like what is it called when they brainwash people?
MK Ultra.
Yes, they were MK Ultra or whatever.
Or
they're robots. Who knows?
Like I'm pretty sure he's a real person because my friend met him at the Revolution thing.
I'm sure you can see him with your eyes.
Yeah,
but
I can't. Except it's probably because I'm blind. But
when I talk about, like, I bet that person is just, like, it's a fake person, like Joe Biden. I mean, like, an actor. Like, they don't really think the things they are saying out of their mouth. They're just
part of the
fakery.
Yeah.
The world is a stage. So I believe it. We were talking in the last segment about this story from the Wall Street Journal. It says, we aren't posting on social media as much anymore. Will we ever? Excessive ads, bots, and misinformation have sucked the fun out of sharing publicly, users say. And that's actually a good point. I hadn't really thought about that. The bots. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Lots of people log into social media every day. Fewer and fewer are actually posting. Isaiah Hug spends roughly 2 hours a day scrolling through Instagram. Oh, my gosh. But his last post, his main feed, was over a year ago. And see, that's what I'm telling you about young people. I wonder how old he is. He occasionally posts stories which vanish after 24 hours. Quote, I don't need to add more friction to my life and have people bickering about who I voted for or what I think. The 24-year-old Marine artillery officer who is based in Carlsbad, California, said... And I'm telling you, everybody his age is like that, I think. It seems like to me. He prefers one-on-one group chats, which he calls private networking. The other thing I didn't really point out is I've noticed at least for a decade that boys or males are way less likely to have any kind of social media at all. And sometimes you'll just meet a guy and someone will be like, show me him. Like, he doesn't have anything.
Or, like, at least not posting photos.
He might have a Facebook with, like, an old picture, and he's just, like, friends with his mom, and, like, you don't have a picture of him to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, the opposite of birds, you know? I mean, that sounds so random. But you know how, like, male birds are typically very colorful and flamboyant? I feel like that's kind of how human women are, where they have to be, you know, like they like to wear makeup and they're almost like they're the ones trying to attract a mate and they're a little bit more into their,
appearance
and yeah.
I just think that women have so much more fun doing that stuff. Like, I don't paint my nails to attract a mate, but it's one of like the top most fun things I can think of. You know?
Painting your nails?
Yeah, just like decorating things on me. I put blue eyeliner on today. Why?
Yeah, but that's the, so girls like to be more decorate. Typically, you know, girls like to be a little bit more decorated and more out there, and men just don't always care as much.
Like, I used to feel like my Instagram was like a work of art over time of my life and pictures and my face. And I just kind of got really tired of it really suddenly. Like, I just was like, I don't even want to look at Instagram anymore. I don't care about what anyone else is saying. And I'm just gonna, I kind of became that type of person for a while that just mostly posted on stories and not like on my Instagram anymore because it seemed just pointless. Like, I don't know. I had a lot of changes in my life all at once. And it just got me thinking, and then I just felt like it was just, like, I didn't know the point of it anymore. I don't know. It says, billions of people access social media monthly, but users are posting less and favoring a more passive experience. Surveys of users and research from data analytics firms say.
Okay, yeah, so what you were just describing, and I think I know a lot of people who kind of, you know, you'll see them like a lot of things.
I'm
but they don't
the
really
way.
Post or share.
Like, I'm not posting or sharing a ton because, like the other person said in this article, I don't feel like people need to know, like, my thoughts on the government or whatever, because I'll just write about it in my journal and reflect on it later.
Yeah.
Maybe, I wonder if social media, the rise of social media has any correspondence, like if there's a downward projection of people writing in journals, or if anyone could know that.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
It was like a survey, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, because I also think, you know, in regards to journals, it was something to do. And, you know, it's like same with, like, people don't read as much books anymore. They, because there are all of these other things that you can do on the internet, so it's like not everyone is going to take the time to write in a journal when they could watch a YouTube video or watch a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to write, but for whatever reason, I've, for years, just felt like I couldn't just write in a journal. And I used to, like, especially as a kid and a teenager, it was just really fun to write, like, in a diary to me. And I stopped doing that, but I have one right now, specifically for writing down my dreams.
Yeah, yeah, dream journal.
And
yeah.
I feel like that's, like, I don't know, it kind of, like, jogs my brain a bit more than any other, like, not any other, but, like, most other things I could be choosing to do.
Yeah. I think journaling is very valuable for that reflection aspect. So, like,
oh,
dream
for sure.
Journals.
Like,
yeah.
So, for me, I've been keeping a journal since 2009, so I have a lot to look at back on. It's like 300 pages worth of stuff, so I'm excited to look back at my journal entries and occasionally think, you know, I've changed a lot in the past year or two. Like, I've moved to New Hampshire from Utah, and it's just, I like to look back at past journal entries and reflect on my life.
And you know what?
It's changed.
I just realized that I think that, like, Snapchat took the place of that for me, because Snapchat lets you look back at things.
Oh, yeah, like the memories. Yeah.
When I feel like looking back, I think of something and I feel like looking back, I'll, like, scroll to that part of my memories in my Snapchat.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe that'd be a fun thing to start doing, because it is
fun.
Well,
it is similar. It's like a visual or, like, photo journal.
Yep.
I suppose.
But, I mean, I feel like I've lost a lot of, like, what was I thinking about at the time? Because just maybe 2 weeks ago, I found where I had written down some thoughts I had after watching, like, a spirituality video. I don't know why I did this, because I wasn't, like, planning to keep a long journal. I was like, what is this? I read it, and I was like, I forgot all about that thought process, and it's really interesting. I like it. Like, I wish I didn't just write it down and forget it. Maybe I should do it more.
But, yeah, I think that's so valuable to be able to stumble upon stuff like that and be like, oh, yeah, and it kind of, you know, brings that back. Because I even think about that with, I read a lot of books, and I probably lose a lot of that.
Yeah, I think about that, too.
Of that, you know, knowledge.
Yeah, when you read a book and don't write about it, it's get lost somewhere.
Maybe I should do that. That's a great, oh my god, these are all great ideas. Like, with the dream journal, I think it's like something that's just barely breaking the ice of helping me be able to start writing, because I felt like I just a block when I thought about writing a journal every day.
Yeah.
But it's something I already just thought of, or, you know, just experienced, and I can write it down.
Our ancestors definitely kept journals, and it's really nice to know that they kept their journals, because then we can read about their histories, we can learn about them.
Yeah, well, like, a lot of memoirs and stuff that were because somebody found their journal, and it taught us so much about history and what it was like to be a person in that time period.
And I feel like social media will have somewhat of a similar thing in the future, But it probably won't be exactly the same because you won't write down things you don't want anyone else to know you're dead.
Journals are more personal, and I also feel like with social media, there's such a flood of information and such a flood of content. It's like, you know, if I want someone to look back on my life, it's like, okay, they're just looking at a bunch of memes and, like, photos of me, and it's...
Yeah.
It does... It feels like it's more surface level, where there's a lot more depth to a journal, especially a personal journal. You know, if you're writing, like, an autobiography or, like, a memoir or something, that is something you're intending on sharing with people, but a personal journal, I mean, that... It almost feels invasive to read someone's personal journal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
do
I would
you keep a journal 603-283-6160?
Well, I read my ex-husband's journal. Anyways, billions of people access social media monthly, but users are posting less and favoring a more passive experience. Surveys of users and research from data analytics firms say... In an October report from data intelligence company Morning Consult, 61% of U.S. adult respondents with a social media account said they have become more selective about what they post. And that's kind of vague.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons are varied. People say they feel they can't control the content they see. They have become more protective about sharing their lives online. They also say the fun of social media has fizzled.
You know, since we're airing our grievances about social media, another thing I don't appreciate is how social media has kind of, it changed from you following people and then those people were in your feed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even on Instagram, it's like they're constantly suggesting, oh, you would like this, or you would like this. It's like the whole thing is a for you page that you would see on Twitter or TikTok.
Yeah.
And to me, that's really frustrating because if I wanted to see that content, I would follow those people.
It's like,
and it's okay if it's separate, if they're like, okay, this is where we recommend stuff for you. If it's a two separate thing, but...
That's what now, it has that.
Yeah, now with Instagram, it's like, I can't separate my feed. It's almost like they're advertisements for random things.
I would love that if Instagram had the ability for you to choose, because back in high school, I don't even think I had an Instagram in middle school, but definitely high school, I found it very fun to go on Instagram and look at what specifically my friends had posted. It was like every single day. Like, I would go on Instagram
but
for a long
period of
time.
But now our feeds are so cluttered with everything else, it's like,
that you don't
care. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, and I feel like they also don't understand what I like.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, they're not doing a very good job at curating and, like, recommending things for me. Like, for a while, they were recommending these really, like, traditional Christian women that were like, you need to be subservient to your husband.
Whoa.
And it's like, okay, and it was a ton of them. And I'm like, listen.
It doesn't sound like Nikki.
No, it's not.
She does not sound like the type of person to be subservient to Matt.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what the heck? It's like, you know, just because I like canning and gardening, it doesn't mean that I'm not really Christian. You know, I'm not religious in that way. So it's like, listen, Instagram, you got me all wrong. So I had, and it was just frustrating because I'm like, I don't want to see this. I don't like this. And then that stems into me posting the mean comments like, this is disgusting. Like, you shouldn't be teaching your children this.
Yeah.
And it's just judgmental. And it's like,
that's such a good point.
I just don't want to see it. You know,
I just feel like it's a double-edged sword because there are instances where I feel exactly the same way. Like, why is it showing me this? I hate this. I go and block it and tell it, do not show me more like this. Like on Twitter, at least it has that. I'm not sure about Instagram. But it's a double-edged sword because there are also some accounts that I would never have found any other way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. People live in other states and I follow them more for like the informational stuff they post.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would have never found them if wasn't suggested to me, but for the most part, it's really off base. And then sometimes you like one post, and then all of a sudden your Instagram is filled with nothing but crazed Lana Del Rey fan postings.
Yes, yeah,
you like one thing about her.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
That's so sometimes like cringy. Or like the YouTubers I like, Sam Colby, have a lot of like tween girl followers that post stuff like Colby when he has a bit of facial hair, heart eyes.
God.
Like,
no.
Jesus.
And you're like, I really don't need to see this.
I really don't. It says, this lurker mentality, and do you guys know what lurker means? Somebody's just there to look.
Yeah,
they don't really comment or like or anything.
Yep. So this lurker mentality is widespread across Meta platforms, Instagram and Facebook, along with X and TikTok. They have become some of the most powerful companies and platforms in the world due to heavy usage and interaction from users. Any threat to that interaction is a threat to their business. The companies are responding. They're investing in more private user experiences like messaging and making interactions more secure and encouraging people to post to a more intimate audience, as with Instagram's recently expanded close friends feature, which Instagram and Snapchat both have this, where you can post to your story, but you have curated a list and only your close friends can see it. David Kennedy, a 27-year-old office assistant in Chicago, has four different TikTok accounts. Three for posting, one for scrolling.
Wow.
That's funny. An aspiring model, he loves to post photos on Instagram too. His friends, not so much. In a sea of Instagram reels from influencers, it is rare he spots a familiar face. Oh yeah, that's so true. I hate the reels. It's like Instagram tried to become TikTok and now it's like you see a bunch of videos, which I don't really like on Instagram.
Yeah.
I wish it was just...
And that's the thing. I do enjoy Instagram because I follow so many really awesome pages that give me a lot of educational content, and it also gives me a platform to market and promote my own business, which is fabulous. But it's trying to be something it's not, and occasionally it does get frustrating.
Yeah.
But,
like,
clearly people like it because a lot of people use the reels. And since I don't go on TikTok, I don't mind the reels because I don't get that on other
platforms.
I
just think TikTok does the best job of
probably
reels.
Yeah.
So
because that's their whole thing, yeah.
They're so good at it that it just everything else seems like ghetto TikTok. Like it's just like,
well, and you'll tell because sometimes people will be narrating their reels on Instagram. And they'll say, oh, I am making this video for TikTok or something like that. So they're reusing the content where there's this feature on a lot of social media platforms where you can share to different pages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can post something on TikTok, let's say, and it'll post to my Facebook and my Instagram and my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So to get the most, you know, to get your post out there the most, people will post everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like recycling content.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't, like, cross over. Like, I see people try to put shorts on Odyssey. That's just, don't do that. It's stupid.
But even you can do that on YouTube now.
Yeah.
And, they have and shorts YouTube, on YouTube. And I don't love
terrible.
The shorts. I think there's a time and a place for it, but I think, and we've talked about this on the show before. I can't remember if it was a Wednesday show, but it's creating or appealing to people with very short attention spans.
Yeah.
So now we're having this entire generation of people who can't pay attention for longer than, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are you actually, like, because when you read a book, for instance, it's probably going to take you anywhere from, like, 4 to 10 hours.
Oh, yeah, you got to get into
that book.
You have to meet the characters,
exactly.
Learn about the story.
Well, and even if it's, like, nonfiction, it's like there you can get some information from Instagram or from a TikTok, but you're going to get so much more depth of information in a book or a podcast episode. But people can't even pay attention for a 45-minute long podcast episode anymore.
Yeah, and I don't understand that because it seems like lots of people have loved movies, like, my whole life, and I've never really been a movie person, but now all of a sudden people can't watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, but I feel like it also is kind of the younger generation. I mean, I do see some, like, boomer-age people who are kind of developing into this because of their social media usage. It's kind of like molding them. Yeah, it's like kind of molding them into having this sort of attention span. But I do notice this more with kids and with teenagers.
I have talked about on this show before, but it was like a really long time ago. One thing that I think social media has done to old people, and I don't like it and I don't get it, is their misuse of ellipses. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plural. They're constantly like, how are you today? ...
Yeah.
And it's like, are you mad at me? And I didn't know that other people thought about this, but one day I was just like, it was so annoying. Like, everybody I worked with was at least, like, a Gen X person.
Yeah.
Or older. And I Googled, like, why do old people put ... after everything? And there was, like, a whole article.
Yeah.
Yeah, with somebody complaining about it. He was like, my mom always, I'm always thinking my mom hates me or is disappointed in me or something, because...
Or they have more to say. I mean, ellipsis is, to me, is like, I've got more to say. Then why are you saying it?
Or like a, or trailing off, or a pause.
They just use it for period, and it makes no sense at all. And I'm not saying all old people, but tons of them. Like, they'll be like, haven't seen you in a while, dot, dot, dot. And you'd think that if I said that to someone my age, I think that they would immediately take it like I was like, you're avoiding me. You know?
Or something,
Or like something.
Because, it typically just means there's more there.
Right.
That you're either not saying or you're going to say.
They're misusing it, literally. They're not using it correctly.
Why.
And
yeah.
It's so weird. And I just have, I think it's Facebook. Because I see it all the time on Facebook. And I don't know
where did
why
they learn it, though?
They must have learned about it in school. I feel like we didn't even learn about it in school.
But that's the thing. It's like when you, when you're learning, you know, in
grammar and sentence structure, they should teach you about ellipsis and
I'm saying, where did they learn how to misuse it?
Exactly. I think it's memes from India or something. Like memes from some foreign country. I don't know. Because that's what they look at all day. That's what old people look at on Facebook all day. And, that part just irritates me. And it's just so interesting how there are different things that, like, I don't remember what it was you said now, but you said something about how it affects older people, because it's just like social media. Oh no, you were talking about how it affects younger people. Social media definitely affects older and younger people in different ways, and I think it's mostly negative.
Well,
it's great that we're all more, I don't know, I was going to say that we're all more, it's great that we have the ability to connect with people who aren't physically anywhere near us.
Yeah, I do think that is very valuable, and that's why a big reason why I have a Facebook is too, I have family all over the country, and it's nice to be able to connect with my cousins in Alaska. It's not going to be very easy for me to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's nice to be like, oh, like, look at, you know, my cousin's kids, they're growing up, and, you know, she can see the same thing about my life.
And it's just nice to post an update somewhere to say, here's what's going on, and have people look at it.
I just hate Facebook so much, so viscerally and so deeply. I just had to get it to where, like, I also have family all over the country, and I just had to, like, give them my phone numbers and be like, hey, don't have Facebook, by the way. And then if they have something to tell me, they can text me. Like, I mean, it's a bit harder, I guess, than just going on there and it getting fed to me. But it's just, I feel like Facebook is really harmful to my brain. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up, but you can call in with whatever's on your mind. It's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.